nothing heard, which is always a good thing. Again, this is KD2BKD. Gordon is possibly in range, but maybe just a little too far to make a good transmission, as he's just a little over the last net. He was breaking up quite bad, and he was going more into the valley. So we'd like to first thank the Venture Crew 7373 for the use of their NJ2BS repeater. Again, this is the Barrett TechNet, so we will be using the call K2BAR for this net. Let's see if there is any check-ins. Anybody starting with Whiskey to check in for the net? Just call K2BAR. Very good, very good, Bob. Have you down for a comment? Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Bob and the net. This is Jim, WA2UMP, and no traffic at the moment.
Okay, very good to hear you in there, Jim. Any other whiskeys? Nothing heard. How about kilos? Nothing heard there. How about any Novembers?
This is November 2, Romeo, Bravo, Juliet, Jim and Wayne.
Okay, I got N2 RBJ from Wayne. Do you have any comments or questions?
Negative at this time. But I'll listen in and we'll answer a few.
Okay, very good. Any other check-ins? Any call sign, starting letter? Call K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is KA2YRA. Steve in Suffern. No comments, no questions yet. We'll be listening on the side. Thanks all.
Ah, very good to hear you in there, Steve. So, any other check-ins for K2BAR TechNet? Nothing heard. The only person with a comment is W2ISE Bob this evening. What do you have to say, Bob?
W82ISE. At the flea market, Ringwood, New Jersey, I picked up a sample of power supply, and appears that somebody had attempted to repair, but the capacitors they used on the secondary side weren't vital to what was required. All that stuff. Turns out the power supply was switched to power supply, and it got unhappy after about a minute or so. So I changed that cap to a better one that I happen to have on hand, and the power supply seems to be holding up a lot better, as far as I know, but don't hear any more feeling. So, ESR does make a difference on that filter capacitor and power supply.
Okay, so I guess you got a deal and fixed the capacitors on the power supply. Somebody used the wrong ones or whatever. So now you have a working power supply. Anybody want to comment on that?
KQB Air. This is RBJ. The only comment I have is that anything with capacitors in it needs special attention. That includes old radios, the American 5-2, old helicrackers, whatever you've got. Either they had the wrong capacitors when they did an upgrade, or they got the original capacitors, which is even worse. So, I've got a bunch of old radios and stuff, and they all have, I've had to do the capacitors in every single one. So that's good that he was able to get that up and running, especially with power supplies. You really need them as well. Get your RBJ back to 10.
any good comments. So that's the only person that had any comments or questions or anything. Anybody else out there? Is there any other late check-ins? Or anybody else have any comments of any sort for the Baratechnet?
WA2UMP with a question.
Sure, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, Bob. With all the talk last week about building antennas and whatnot, I'm toying with the idea of getting an antenna analyzer. I do have a good one for HF, one that I built about 11 years ago and still works great, called a Link 908. It was a kit that I bought and put together from a QRP club, and works great. It has gives a graphical printout, hooks up to my computer through a serial interface, and gives a nice printout. The whole thing must have cost me $50 for the entire kit. So, long story short, I don't have anything for UHF and VHF. I like I want to get something similar to this that has a graphical interface, meaning it gives me a printout where I can see it on my computer of what the SWR is plotted against the frequency. Geez, I don't want to pay hundreds of bucks for it. I don't want to pay $300 for something I've only used once in a while. Is there anything that with a graphical interface that won't cost an arm and a leg that works well? And with that, I'll turn it back to Ned.
Well, I too am interested in. I don't have an antenna analyzer. I borrow Marco's. He has an MDJ analyzer, or I'll go to WI2W. He has a very nice graphic analyzer. He brings it to Barrett Night, a little far for you to go to, but that's a really nice. And I asked him, how much is that? That looks like, and it's between $500 and $1,000 for the thing. I'm like, nah, that's way out of my budget. So I looked online, and I saw that there are, somebody has out there the plans on to make an antenna analyzer. I believe it's using an Arduino microcontroller to do all the math and stuff, and I didn't look at it that closely to see if it had a graphic display, but you may look at that. An Arduino may be able to do it, or an Arduino in combination with a Raspberry Pi for the display. I don't know, but it seemed like a very interesting project, and it basically was doing a lot of the calculations through software, and you have to make some kind of a circuit to put out the frequency and read the signal strength coming back in that. So that may be interesting. Back to you, Jim.
K2BAR, WA2UMP. Okay, Bob. Yeah, I think I saw the plans for that in the QST. I'm trying to get away from the kit building due to lack of time. I've got more projects and ideas than time, really. I'd like to get something out of the box. Yeah, the $500 is out of my range. $300 is really pushing the upper limit. In the 200s, if it was decent. I'll poke around a little bit more. Anyone else have any suggestions?
K2BAR. K2TRW, wait, check in and comment.
Okay, comment in there, Kai.
Alright, with any type of precision instrument you need to, for analyzing antennas and this and that, the antenna analyzer, as folks may be aware, is a precision instrument, and most of the equipment that's, that's a couple $100, those are typically ham quality. What that means is that ham quality, you pay for ham quality, you get a ham response, meaning that if it performs any more than that, then we should be very appreciative for the performance. Absent of that, you need to put in a bit of sweat equity to get a better result. And for folks that really don't have the time and don't have the, or are not able to put in the effort for whatever reason, if you want something that works out of the box, it's either, know a very good friend that has access to a high-quality instrument, or wait until you can snatch a good opportunity for a good music and get a professional cavalry unit. Just give you an idea. I'm going to drop. Just give you an idea. Dr. Ed Fong, WB6IQN, manufactures with his graduate students number of antennas that he makes available. For that, he used a $30,000 antenna analyzer. The reason is that he needs to get professional results so that people won't second guess or challenge him about the effectiveness of his antenna. So that's just my view. Back to him.
Okay, very good comments there, Kai. Anybody else want to comment on this subject?
Did you be air? Into RBJ. I'll second what Kai said, there are always compromises. Trying to get something that, especially in the VHF, UHF. I have a thing called a SureCom. I think I got it on Amazon. It's only good up to 60. But it is graphical, it works fairly well, but I would say it's not as accurate as, it's certainly not lab accurate for that. But when you get up into VHF and UHF, you start getting up into the $150 to $200 range for just a basic unit. And getting graphics and computer interface and things like that gets a little bit more complicated. I know the Arduino solution seems like a lot of work, but once you do something along those lines, you're really going to be, let me drop it. You're really going to be in a good position for being able to do graphics and data collection and data analysis and that sort of stuff. So it might be something to think about. Either put in a little bit of work or have to pay a little bit more. There are a number of fairly good units that for ham grade units that are under $300. But I don't think you're going to find something for $50, especially with the graphical side of it. So this is Andrew RBJ back.
There.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. $300 would be the upper limit, so $200 would be fine. $50 was what I paid for the HF one, and I built it. It was surface mount. Went together very well, and to my surprise, it worked the first time, and it's given me 11 years of good service. It sounds like the feedback I'm getting is something that works and won't give you wonky results. You're going to pay a little bit more for it, and that certainly makes sense. I'll do a little bit more homework online and see what I can find. Anyway, thanks for the feedback, and let me turn it back to Net Control. This is WA3UMP.
Okay, this is Net Control for K2BAR, Barrett TechNet. Some good questions on there about antenna analyzers. I used Marco's MDJ, I think, analyzer, and then I actually plotted it out, basically, or at least I got the 2 dB points on the upper and lower, and also the lowest point, and I compared it against a graphical one that was in the $700 or $800 range, and there was little
was a bit of a difference, not too much, not that it's going to be alarming, but I feel that the $700 piece of equipment that's graphical and everything is better to go with. It seemed more professional, and my antenna is working well with that. Anybody else have any comments about that, or any other questions or comments on any other topics of interest? Call K2BAR. Nothing heard, so no more comments or questions or anything, so I am going to close the net and put the repeater back into regular amateur use. I don't know if Gordon's listening in. He's probably out of range at this time, maybe coming in and out. So we'd like to thank, again, the 7373 Venture crew for the use of the NJ2BS repeater for the Barra TechNet. So I will put the repeater back into amateur radio use. The net is now officially closed. This is K2BAR. Personal call sign is KD2BKD. And then the repeater is in now in amateur, regular amateur use. Good evening to all in 73.
WA2UMP disconnected. KB2SSE disconnected. KA2YRA disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And to MH West Orange. W2TTT, Route 17, how are you? Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you doing tonight? Oh, just fine. Fair came off okay. I mean, we had a lot of rain for the last 2 days, but technically speaking, we did fine. You seem to be dropping out of the repeater, chopping up. Well, rain has been more like 2 weeks, almost 2 months, not 2 days, but that's another issue. Did I miss the net tonight? Yeah, but so did I. Well, I mean, it was Bob ran it because I'm having great problems in my car. ICOM low voltage syndrome. Okay, all right. Yeah, I was doing some coding in PHP and JavaScript. I lost track of what time it was.
Hey, you want to buy yourself a $10,000 really cool toy?
What, an old TV truck or something like that?
No, a Regal 5000A with every accessory, including the tracking generator and the coupler, so you can analyze the transmission lines.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I think that truck was going for maybe 25K. Complete with racks. The pneumatic thing, I think it had a generator in it. I don't think it had any electronics, but there was a lot of stuff in it. And then I looked further on the website for this outfit that was offering it. They're actually offering a whole TV transmitter on wheels, 100K worth of TV transmitter. 100 kilowatts. I think it was more like $100K dollars. I don't know how much power the thing ran. Maybe it was 60K. But it was a real transmitter. No question about it.
Interesting. We're about to get to destination another... Whoops, I lost the power again. Real quick, I didn't hear about the ENG truck for sale. Where did you see it?
It was on eBay, but it's being sold by an outfit in South Carolina. They have a number of used trucks for sale. The two that caught my eye was a TV truck and the transmitter truck. They're coming out of a little place just south of Harrisburg, but they're in South Carolina right now.
I see. So they came from Harrisburg. Somehow somebody bought them for a song from Ruth and is now looking to make a quick buck.
Well, actually, there's more to the story than that. If I could read between the lines what I saw. A UHF TV station there went off the air and got some big bucks out of the FCC as part of the packing scheme. They decided to go off the air, and they got mucho million bucks from the FCC to do so. So not only is this truck available, but the whole station. I don't know about the tower, but the building, the studios, everything for sale. I think he wants $1 million for that. Well, the guy selling this stuff, apparently he's a wheeler dealer kind of thing, and he had some sort of interest in this station. So he has it, and he's looking to just keep going, just keep making money with this stuff.
And the station itself is on eBay?
I'm sorry, say again?
The station itself is on eBay?
Yeah, the building is on eBay. I think it's on eBay, where the studios were. And I think they had the transmitter tower in the backyard. And they worked out a subcarrier, if you will, one of the HD channels with the local ABC affiliate. So they can still be found, but not on their own transmitter.
And they're not running HD, are they?
Well, they're probably running the aspect ratio, but not the full 1080p. Why was it 680 or whatever it is?
720p or 720i?
Yeah, they're probably running that. But, you know, most people can't tell the difference anyway.
Okay, watch a hockey game in 720i versus 1080p.
Yeah, wait till 4K comes out. I think they ratified the standards, and all the TV manufacturers, the transmitter people are ramping up what they have to do to convert the transmitters out there. It's not just a plug and play, apparently.
Oh no, it's not. And not only that, but it's also a real joy to engineer, and it's a big expense for an industry that does not need one. But to stay competitive, that's what they're going to have to do. Anyway, Mark, we are parked. I got to run. But chat with you later. The Regals, by the way, are brandy new at that price, but you can buy them. You can buy an entry version of about $5,000. But what's really nice is they're network enabled. W2TTT73.
Okay, very nice. Real quickly, I have a new System Fusion repeater on the air here. So if you want to play digital sometime, it's there. W2TTT. And 2MH West Orange.
Which model are you running?
It's the DR2X with the internet board in it.
Sweet. We've got 146.61 up.
up running Fusion as well. Or probably it's not running Fusion yet, but we run it as FM. It's only running 20 watts, but it's back on Garrett Mountain. So the W2FCL is now NJ2PC. Currently FM only, but we'll talk more about that later. Your repeater frequency is what again?
It's 442-600. 442-600, and probably in the fall sometime, I'll connect up the Ethernet cable and start linking it with K1KY down in Nashville over the mesh.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Nice, nice. All right, 73, we're going to step out. N2MH, good hearing you, W2TTT.
Okay, enjoy. W2TTT and 2MH.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
82NQQ portable sitting in North New Jersey. Any stations out there this morning?
NJ2BS, repeat.